It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
You have any people working here, and how many if you do?
I'm sorry?
How many people you got working here?
I've got an eclectic reading list.
They're square dancing and trains and obviously balloon hats.
Laura and I are rooting for you tonight, and good luck.
Let me just remind you where we have been through, what we've been through.
Are you going to keep hitting buttons till you
As long as I'm the president, my measure of success is victory.
What?
And success.
That's right. Are you going to keep hitting buttons until you swallow? Fuel.
I couldn't hear you, Rob.
I said, here, let me turn all of these down then. Yep. Are you going to keep hitting buttons?
Don't do that!
Oh,
it's war.
That was simply a joke.
I should mention, Mr. Spinwax, I would switch seats if things got totally out of control.
Delirious.
Thank you, George.
Absolutely deliriously happy.
Welcome back.
I was rooting for the swallow.
I know. I'm sorry. I was eating some cookies.
Cookies?
I thought they were peanuts.
Carl, I'm sorry. We're going out. There were peanuts and then cookies.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Sorry, Carl.
I wouldn't have brought it up.
We're going out to dinner this evening.
Right.
So
don't spoil your
to
appetite.
To a nice little cookie and peanut place.
No, we're going out to a little place. We're going out. I can't say where it's going to be.
Nick, you're having, having more now.
I'm having some food issues. I'm freely admitting it. I'm having some food issues.
Hi, Mike.
I'm very sorry.
No, don't be sorry.
I ate yesterday during the show.
Merely trying to help you.
I had fried food today.
I'm eating today. I'm eating today during the show.
Why, during the commercial break, I have a question, Mr. Burbank.
Yes.
Here's Buzz.
Did you, you started really getting down on being old or something, that you were saying you feel old, but you don't look old.
Yeah, there was a turn in your mood.
Oh, Katie
mumbled. Before you say that, and the reason I bring it up is because I read that occasionally online.
About?
I want to make it real clear to our listening audience, we know we're old farts.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we know this, okay? And the fact that,
mature.
Oh, how dare they going out with those women that are 20 years old. We're not going out with them. They are spokesmodels for the show. I said that, I believe, on Friday night.
Are people saying that about us?
Yeah, of course they are.
As
people say horrible
there's...
and hateful and cruel things about us. We're radio personalities, and there's a thing called the Internet.
As long as they're talking, Mike.
As long as they're talking, it's a very good thing.
Right.
It's a good thing I don't read that.
But early on, though, it was just like, behaving like that. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. You show me a 70-year-old guy. And he's walking around and he's going, hey, take a look at that.
Of course.
And that's the extent of our thing with the Buzz Babes. It's a lot of fun.
Did they say Hefner was too old?
Exactly.
No, they did not.
We like having fun and we like having them around. And we will as long as we can do it. So screw you.
Yeah.
That's right. We enjoy them for the conversation.
But Buzz was mentioning the fact that he, what were you saying about old?
I just said I hate being old. I hate
that old.
Well, no, I know I'm not. But I mean, I hate getting that way.
You're not that young.
Katie had mumbled something about your age and that's what brought it up. And then I started feeling self-conscious and remembered my concerns about getting older.
What did she mumble about Mike's age?
Something about him being 50. I don't remember exactly.
50.
Who said that?
Katie. She was just joking around.
Katie!
She was just kidding.
What do you mean? I didn't hear that. Is that what she said? That's when she said nothing?
Uh-huh.
Katie, come to the studio.
When you get older, the hearing goes.
You know, just because you're having trouble with people that are like squatters on your property.
And then
squatters.
I said,
I mean, I swear to God, sometimes I think I'm surrounded. This is one flew over the effing cuckoo's nest here. I swear, I leave my job every day. I'm feeling pretty damn normal.
Silly
and
man.
I hang around normal people and they tell me, you're out of your mind. But around here, I swear to God, I think we're all ill.
Yeah.
We're all definitely a little off.
I think it's
off.
Why we get along so well.
This is the land of the weird. I will tell you this right now. Mm-hmm. We talk on the radio. We like talking on the radio. We are not. It is not a is it getting warm in here?
I think it's this building.
I think you're getting worked up.
This building has always attracted the weirdest people.
All right. I'm going to tell you exactly how my day went. I'm going to go right down. I'm going to go right down from Beth Ann, and I'm going to get to Katie at the end, okay? My day starts off with Beth Ann McBride, very happy. I've had the discussion about her, what we call a Debbie Downer, where she's just like, where you would say something to Beth Ann McBride, like, I hit the lottery last night. Oh, people have so much trouble after they hit the lottery. That's what the conversation would be. Okay?
Typical.
Excuse me. Certainly. Not normal. That was the peanuts. Uh-huh. When you get Buzz Burbank going, people tell me I look old constantly. I'm worried about looking old. And he's got a barbed wire tattoo on his arm, you know.
He's the youngest person in the room.
Not real normal. Then there's you. And all of your issues that you have too,
I have plenty of
issues. There are thousands of, there are hundreds of thousands of them.
We don't need to rename them here.
And then we get down to Katie, who literally not 15, 20 minutes ago was telling me about the fact that she almost wanted to commit a murder.
Yeah, she was saying that.
I'm still serious.
She is. Too.
I know. I'm glad there's no knives in
here.
But
what about why are you tacking one full year onto my age, my dear? Just curious about that.
Are we saying we're not embracing 50?
Well, we're not embracing 50 when it's 1 year away. I'm not embracing. Excuse me. There's 20. There's 21, which is the big one.
21.
That's a great one. You know, you go out, you have your first drink. All right. Or in my case, I'm old enough to where I lived, it was 12.
No.
It's back in the days of the caveman. No. I remember 21 was a big one because, I mean, you have your first drink. Then 30 is just kind of a milestone birthday, and it was a big deal. A lot of people celebrated.
I loved it.
50 mm-hmm. is, you know, 50 is one where you really, I don't know if you want to do cartwheels. However, I am going to be celebrating. As a matter of fact, mm-hmm. I'll let everybody know almost a year in advance we are planning something very off the hook.
Really?
For one of my buddies' 40th. Uh-huh.
Did you say
and
off
my
the hook?
50th. It's going to be off the muscle.
You can't say that.
Why?
You're too old.
Why?
I'm kidding.
But did you make a 50 comment about me before? Is that what you were doing?
Yeah.
I'm not 50 yet.
Okay. Well, all I said was about
I'll embrace
the tattoo,
it, though. I'll say I'm 50.
All I said about the tattoo was, you're 50. Right. What have you got to lose?
You know, though, but that's not the attitude. The tattoo mm-hmm. is, I would have the same attitude at 30 about the tattoo. The tattoo is a different, that's not, you know, and 50
really
is just like what you're saying. What you just said by that statement is you're 50. What do you have to? You're 50. You're going to die tomorrow anyway.
Go ahead.
Smoke, drink. But I do that already.
Seriously, though, the tattoo, is it really that big a deal to
yeah.
you?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Because I'm an old man. And, you know, in my day, you know, we thought, no, tattoos.
I, however, will just mar my body willy-nilly.
I think there are people that feel strongly about not getting tattoos. I'm one of those people. I am slowly being around people where I kind of dig it. Mm-hmm. I like looking at the artwork. I'm into it. I'm changing a little bit, mm-hmm. which is also keeping me young,
okay.
I should say. No, but it's
you're
weird. I just tattoos
mind,
tattoos have
saying?
Always weirded me out. They've mm-hmm. always creeped me out, and that's one of the issues that I have. And as far as embracing the big 5-0, I've already made that comment. I'm already starting to say that Buzz is like rolled his sleeve up.
I think it's cool. Oh, my God, you did.
I heard you liked them. Sorry.
But on your the other reason I brought you in here, how are things going seriously on the home front? Is everything calmed down since?
Hey, Pam, I hate you.
Oh, no. Now, see, that's terrible.
So you're asking
I don't care.
For trouble.
That's terrible. Certainly don't give a last name because you will get in trouble if you do that.
No, I wouldn't do that. Good, I'm good. Not that. Well, I might be that filled with hate right now.
All right, let me just give the listeners a little background on Katie's situation.
Please.
Katie has mm-hmm. a Katie lives with her aunt, mm-hmm. right? And you get along very well with your aunt.
Oh yeah.
And is this an apartment, a house, a townhouse?
It's a large two bedroom apartment.
A large two bedroom
haunted mansion on top of a hill.
But there is another person who has, I guess, visited before and kind of lingers.
Visited.
You know, I've moved in.
For 4 years and never paid a dime to my generous, lovely, wonderful, kind Aunt Jane.
Right. Are you paying your Aunt Jane rent?
Yeah.
Of course.
So you pay rent and this woman never paid rent?
No.
And she's not related like you are?
No.
So this is really a squatter?
She was once a friend, but I don't think she counts anymore.
Oh, really? She was once a friend of yours?
Of Jane's.
Oh, of Jane's, but she's taken advantage.
Absolutely.
And you're furious about this.
You don't. I almost swore. You don't mess with the people that I love.
She was going to use F.
Or yes.
You don't F
word.
With people I love. Mm-hmm. Don't F with Aunt Jane.
That's I'll mess you up.
And she's supposed to be gone on Friday,
she
correct?
Better be gone on Friday.
Now, that's what I want to mention because we should go public with this.
I lost
this woman.
My mind last night.
Right. Pam's supposed to be out by Friday.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And if Pam's not out by Friday, it's going to be a difficult weekend. Is that right?
Not for me.
No. That's going to be a quiet weekend.
True or false?
Okay.
Last night you were so angry with a sweeping motion you cleared everything off the kitchen counter and threw it on the floor.
That was Monday.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, that was yesterday. Yeah.
So you actually, you mean you had a violent reaction? And
in the morning, okay, first of all, the Tupperware, it's a very small kitchen, fell out on top of my head,
mm-hmm.
and she's messy.
I'm sorry. I didn't. My hand slipped.
It slipped,
hand.
Obviously.
I'm not saying you're crazy.
Liar!
I'm not saying you're crazy. But so, you went crazy.
Yes.
Right?
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Just like that. Do it again.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And so the Tupperware fell on me, and then I got the Tupperware, and I went to get my tomatoes.
She'd eaten your tomatoes.
Katie, you don't know about
this is
me
a big issue
tomatoes.
With Katie.
This no. is a big deal.
Katie you think I tomatoes. Love beer.
Right.
You should see Katie with tomatoes.
Tomatoes are like one of my favorite things in the whole wide world.
So you open up one of the cabinets, right?
The Tupperware falls on me. Then I go to get my tomatoes, and my tomatoes are gone.
Bethann, why did you peer in the door? Why did you look in here and then close it? What is going
on?
I swear, this is this.
Me.
I am working in an insane asylum right
this
here.
Is.
I really seriously feel things are going. And it's also the middle of the summer when people wig out anyway. Mm-hmm. And Beth Dam, what did you want?
Come on into St. Elizabeth's.
What
Come
did
on.
You want? Come on, you know you want to participate.
I didn't know if Katie had headphones on. I was going to try to find her.
I know. I can hear it. I know All what right, they're doing. Good. I know.
Thank you. But thank you, Debbie.
On the countertop is like a little napkin holder with
Debbie
napkins
Quigley.
And a paper towel and a box of straws.
And she's got her stuff everywhere?
And I went, roar! And I cleared the thing, and straws and paper towels went everywhere.
It was a violent outburst.
Yeah, I don't know that I was
train wreck at your place.
I lost my mind.
Really? And so she was afraid after this,
No,
right?
No. She wasn't home when that happened.
Oh, so you did this because her stuff was everywhere.
Uh-huh.
Well, what did you break anything of your Aunt Jane's?
I didn't break anything.
Okay, good.
They were paper products that I might have needed to toss away, but
okay.
I didn't break anything.
Starting to get afraid.
Don't be afraid. She is tough.
Don't mess with her tomatoes.
I might be afraid of Katie.
Very long, slow burning fuse.
Right.
And if you happen to be that person at the end of it,
right.
So help you.
Look out.
I might be little.
Small but mighty.
Thank you. Hey, asshole. Go fuck yourself.
Exactly.
All right. So she's supposed to be out Friday. You're not going to have a lot of contact with her in between, right? Everything's going to be peaceful.
Well, I have to go home tonight.
Oh, but she'll be there, but it's probably going to be. I mean, you scared her last night when you basically told her what you thought of her, right?
Uh-huh.
And because you think she's taking advantage.
She went to her room and wouldn't come out. So I'm like watching the Olympics, eating soup.
Effective. Now I know why you like her so much. You know, now I guess you both have that that burning like mean streak deep down inside. That's very frightening to me.
I am sunshine.
No? It's you know, yeah. No, I'm not talking about you, Beth Ann. I'm talking about Rob. I'm pointing at Rob Spiewak. But the fact is, my mean streak is kind of on the surface. You see my anger.
Oh,
right.
You see,
yours is like way down. It's like, hi, this is Katie. Hello, how are you? I'm carrying a switchblade, so everything's fine.
But deep, right. Dark inside.
Keep us posted on Pam, is it?
I hate her.
All right, thank you. All right, very good.
I do.
All right, that's good. Well,
really?
We look forward to hearing that. Thank you.
Filled with venom.
Okay, you have a good rest of the day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
That's Katie. Thank you very much.
And there she goes.
That'll be a lot of fun. We'll see what happens with that.
Do not touch her tomatoes.
That's right.
What is this, Tupperware? And Jane! It's a very strange environment. All right, let's open up the audio vault here.
And there you go.
Very strange.
Well, I'm glad you discussed that.
Oh, my
Got
God.
Got that out in the open.
Yeah, hey, that's your buddy. Why do you clam up over there when I'm talking to her?
All I do is listen.
You're listening. What are your impressions of your best pal over there?
Oh, you're the impressionist.
Come on now. What do you think, really?
Don't cross her.
Yeah.
Like I say with any woman. Don't piss her off.
It's a shame you're married, pal.
Isn't it?
That'd be the perfect woman for you right
there. You think?
Yeah, because she'd be able to keep you in line, and you like the fact that she laughs at your jokes.
Yeah.
That's it right there. That's a match made in heaven.
Carrie used to laugh.
Carrie used to laugh at your jokes?
No, she just used to laugh.
She used to laugh. She doesn't laugh anymore.
No, she's all laughed out.
Yeah, if you want to, really, when Rob comes home in the evening, if you want the picture of how he's greeted by Carrie, I alert you to a movie called American Beauty.
Mm-hmm.
And it's when the two kids come over to see the mother of the guy that sells the pot.
Mm-hmm.
And she's sitting at the kitchen table staring straight ahead.
That's it.
And even when they stand next to her, she doesn't notice they're there.
Right.
I think that's, who's that? Who's the actress that played that? Oh, is it Allison Janney?
That sounds, yeah, I think it is.
Allison Janney plays that.
And I didn't clam up. I'm the one who said that she threw stuff on the floor.
I know, but you were kind of observing there. You were like watching.
It's
like
a good show.
Very strange,
Katie. Good show. You know what else?
Strange Rob, strange Mike, strange Buzz.
Puts on a good show is Ernest Borgnine, Mike.
I love Ernest Borgnine.
Yes, and here he is this morning. Good booking for the Good Morning America program.
Okay, let's listen.
Because they finally got Ernest Borgnine.
There is just a little indication of what influence you've had. There is a bar in New York City that's called Tortilla Flats. You'd think it's like a Mexican place.
Right.
It is a shrine to Ernest Borgnine. And you know yourself. One side of the wall, all pictures of you. The other side, Elvis.
Elvis Presley, that's right.
Could you have ever
kind of
imagined?
Crazy, isn't it?
Could you have ever imagined you'd have that type of impact?
Never, never. As a matter of fact, you know, they have a look-alike contest every year. And three women have won.
That is funny.
Very handsome ladies. Very handsome ladies.
So he's out pimping a book.
We had him on a long time ago. He's the same kind of guy. He'd sound like he's a million years old, and then he'd come up with a funny line. How the hell old is Ernest Borgnine now?
I think he's closing in on 90.
At least. Listen, he has to be close to
90. He sounds good. Now, Shepard Smith, I know he's one of your favorites. Mike.
I adore Shep Smith because every now and then he says something strange.
An amazing slip of the tongue yesterday. A very ugly word. All I'll say is it starts with the letter C.
The big one?
Have a listen.
This, they say, is very much the beginning.
This is the guest, not Shepard.
Of an investigation which they genuinely believe is going to uncover tens of millions of dollars in healthcare fraud.
Wow,
Shepard.
Jonathan, live in our...
Do you by any chance know the real name of the guy?
I do. As a matter of fact, I have Shepard explaining himself right here.
Did you see Jonathan Hunt's report earlier in this newscast? The producer in the booth behind me is Jonathan Glenn. So I was talking to Jonathan Glenn, and then I was about to thank Jonathan Hunt, and I said, Jonathan... You get it.
Shep.
It seems like he has a lot of slip-ups.
I am almost thinking.
No, he couldn't on purpose.
Well, he had the Jenny from the Block one.
Hey, it's funny you should mention it.
J-Lo's new song, Jenny from the Block, all about Lopez roots, about how she's still a neighborhood gal at heart. But folks from that street in New York, the Bronx section, sound more likely to give her a curb job than a... or block party. The New York Post. Which, sorry about that slip up there.
Yeah.
I have no idea how that
is a mess.
But it won't happen again.
All right, play it again now that we've heard it and we've had it explained. Okay. I want to hear him say the C word again.
Okay, here it is. Remember, it starts out with the guest.
Did
it
you might see be Jonathan legit. Hunt's report earlier in this newscast?
Well, that's the explanation.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Play the actual screw up before. Because I'm inclined now, after I hear all three, to think, no, he just screws up.
I think he's just a screw up.
This, right. They say, is very much the beginning. They are at the start of an investigation which they genuinely believe is going to uncover tens of millions of dollars in healthcare fraud.
Wow, Jonathan, live in our Southern California newsroom.
It's always Freudian with him.
Yeah,
it's
I agree.
Freudian.
I agree.
What's wrong with him?
I like Shep Smith.
Yeah, let me tell you. And then he comes back and he explains it.
I know. And don't you think that's doing more harm than
it
good?
Is. Just move on by. Sometimes it's best just to let it go.
Yeah.
And I guess at the old Fox News Channel, they're not running the delay real well.
No. Now, what can you tell me, Mike, about Pigeon O'Brien?
Pigeon O'Brien. Who is Pigeon O'Brien?
Pigeon O'Brien is a very good friend of Riel Hunter.
Okay.
And they were able to talk to her about the Edwards love child.
Let's
she had
listen.
Any comments about it.
As of his statement on Friday evening, he is lying about the timeline of the affair and other details about it. It started in the winter of 06. They became involved at that point, not later in the summer when she was hired to work for the Political Action Committee. Earlier than he says that
okay.
It began.
Stop it for a second. Can I just tell you something really right now?
Sure.
I have a real concern about people that talk about that because there's really a problem like that. Like they might have an agenda and they're talking really fast. And I think that really they might be just like everybody that's in this radio. Station.
You want a little more pigeon?
Yeah, let's hear some more
do
pigeon.
Do you think that John Edwards is the father of her daughter? I do.
Why?
Ooh. I don't see any other explanation. She would not have a child with someone that she didn't love, and she loves him.
She's still in love with him. Does she think this is going to work out?
I believe she hopes it will. I believe she hopes it will.
Do you think she will continue to pursue it?
I'm not sure that she has pursued it. I think it's been mutual.
Right.
I can't stress that enough. I think she will continue to have love for this person and feel that she is in a relationship with him as he has led her to believe.
Okay, you ready for a credibility issue here?
Yeah.
Yes.
Why is Pigeon on TV? You know, that's what concerns me. Whenever, you know, Buzz was talking about piling on, and now maybe we are piling on a little bit. You know, can you hear Pigeon's joy at being interviewed about
this?
Pigeon loves talking about this. And, you know, to me, that's not a real friend. Mm-hmm. You know, you go in, if you're a real friend of either one of these people, I think you shut the hell
up.
You
don't go on TV.
And I don't trust Pigeon either.
No.
Even though what Pigeon's saying, you know, might be true about John Edwards, you know,
right.
I worry about Pigeon's agenda. Like, maybe Pigeon wanted to be the one. Hey,
now, I've also, here's a fascinating piece of tape. We've not heard the voice yet of Riel Hunter.
Oh, I think I have that right here.
Yeah.
Okay, let's listen.
Okay.
It's dirty.
No, no.
Okay.
It's hairy.
I'm sorry.
And it smells delicious.
No, that's not the
correct
voice.
But this is Riel Hunter, the mother of the alleged love child, and describing meeting John Edwards.
When I met him, he was very real and authentic. It was a random meeting. He was in a business meeting in New York, and I was in the same place. It was a connection. He recognized that there was something there, and I recognized that there was something there.
Is this recent? Is she talking about this now?
Yeah.
So she's out in public now.
I think to the highest bidder.
Oh, my God. You know what they're saying inside the Edwards camp
gentlemen,
now?
Gentlemen, please rest your sphincters. Thank
exactly.
You very much, sir.
And
very
before
scary.
We close this vault real quick, I know you're a big fan of The View. And thank goodness your favorite View person, Joy Behar, has figured out how to make herself useful, Mike.
Oh, good. I'd like to hear her.
Here's Joy Behar.
I'm learning to groom dogs.
And it's not something I've always wanted to do, but I have dogs, and you always get caught up in trimming their ass hairs.
Right.
You know?
Because,
as my daughter said, there's a dingleberry there. So I want to learn how to do that, right. And that's what I'm learning today.
I bet Barbara wasn't on the set when they did that. No way.
No.
She wouldn't say that if Barbara was there. Lock
Barbara
it up.
Stayed up. Close that vault.
There's
Mike.
The audio of all time to get our last segment of Buzz here. That is pretty good. Joy Behar talking about ass hairs. Mm-hmm. That's a good show, man.
Yeah. It's better when Shepard Smith does it.
Shep Smith and the C word. Save that.
Yeah, it's good for the vault.
We can use that again. All right, let's get our last look at Buzz. What do you got for us, Mr. Burbank?
As a nation, we actually yawned a little bit when John Edwards went on TV to confess Friday night. The former presidential candidate's exclusive Nightline interview barely just beat the ratings for any other Friday edition of that show. The interview did hold its own against the Olympics opening ceremony, while Letterman and other shows in that time slot suffered. But Americans did not flock to their televisions Friday night to hear Edwards address the very things people were demanding to know.
Well, this is calculated on the part of the Edwards camp. In fact, if you were talking about a brilliant timing situation,
sure, end of the cycle,
you have to wonder how much, how long the pressure has been on Edwards to do this, and how much they waited for this particular opportunity. And I really think. Opening night of the Olympics, perfect opportunity.
But and the fact that it broke at 3 o'clock on that afternoon, there's no way for ABC to promote it properly.
We and others publicized that night's appearance all day long. I'm surprised more people, if they were so interested in this and so demanding of answers, I'm surprised more people didn't watch.
Let me tell you why it didn't work.
Okay.
I mean, why it didn't work for Edwards.
Right.
First of all, the story has legs. People right. are still going to sure. continue to talk about it.
Right.
Secondly, the reason it was brilliant timing was because the opening ceremony of the Olympics, you know they planned
sure.
on that.
Sure.
They planned that for a while. And the Edwards camp had made calls to us, too, to make sure that we were having the party on the 8th.
That's right.
Exactly.
And that's how it worked.
That was our part in the cover-up.
Yes. If everybody was drunk enough not to know what was going on, that's when he makes his announcement. He gets away.
They called. They've said, when is the party? And do you... have Allie's number for Mr. Edwards.
Mr. Edwards would like to see the Buzz Babe dresses.
Now, the people who seem to care the most are the won't-let-it-go supporters of Hillary Clinton, who say she would have beaten Obama if Edwards hadn't been lying about his affair.
Oh, shut up. Shut the front door.
Edwards edged Clinton out of second place in that early and important Iowa contest. That's from former Clinton Communications Director Howard Wolfson, who's fanning flames that could spread at the upcoming Democratic convention.
You know, the Hillary supporters are not about unity. It's crap. I think it's time for Barack Obama and his camp to go, screw you, our convention, our nomination. I swear to God, I think Hillary is causing more trouble, and she knows she's causing trouble. And Bill Clinton's causing trouble. And if they're talking about unity and really wanting to come out with a strong candidate, they ought to shut the F up because that's what they're trying to do right now. They're trying to derail this thing. I'm beginning to realize that a lot of people that said her whole goal is 2012 are spot on accurate. And she is really doing her utmost now. Tell them to shut up. Rein them in. She couldn't rein her advisors in when she was on the campaign trail.
Right, and
maybe she
now,
can't
either.
Do it now. Who knows?
Apparently not. I think my hunch is that a lot of people agree with you about that.
I believe, you know, the time is past. Hey, we have a nominee. Move forward. Enough of that. Shut the front
True.
Door.
Let's talk about something more pleasant, like U.S. Olympic swimmer Michael Phelps, who
yes.
continues to break his own records. As
hey, what's going on this side?
I don't know what happened.
He sounds nothing like that.
I know he doesn't. He's from this area, isn't he?
Yeah, he's from Baltimore.
Yeah, he's a Baltimore guy. He's amazing.
Sure can't swim fast,
Darren. he's not dumb.
Won his third gold medal at the Beijing Games. Today, he cut nearly a second off his own record time in the 200-meter freestyle. Phelps has now 9 career golds, tying him with Olympic legends Mark Spitz and Carl Lewis. Phelps, of course, humble as always.
It's a pretty amazing accomplishment, and I didn't even know what it was until earlier in the year, but Bob sort of reminded me about it. Right after the 200 free, he goes, well, you're tied. And I was like, oh, it's pretty cool.
You know, one thing I want to say about this guy, yeah. he's like so many great athletes that I've seen in team sports as well. Mm-hmm. You get these guys with an eerie calm. The more pressure,
yes. yep.
the more calm they get.
Yes.
That you can't teach it. It is ingrained in you. And, you know, he's given us something to cheer about. It's fun to watch. It really is.
True.
Rob, can't teach that either, Mike.
Rob, shut up.
No, you don't think
I swear to God, be a patriot for a change,
oh,
okay?
I love this country more
than
you
and
him put together.
You should like Michael Phelps and stop saying dumb things about him. He's a fine man.
He's a great
He's
athlete.
He's a fine man.
But don't you think maybe if he had a little more on the ball,
he has it. He just talks
say,
that way.
Oh, my God, this is really serious.
No, I think this guy has been there before. This yeah. guy knows the pressure that he's under, but he's going into that zone where he's just got himself – it's almost like Tiger Woods when he's in a golf tournament. He's got himself in that state of mind where he has to be calm, uh-huh. and then when it counts, that's when he's going crazy, and he's doing it in the pool. I'm jacked about this. I want to see him shatter that record.
Rightly, I think so.
That'll be, you know, the most Olympic gold medals in history. Mm-hmm. That's an amazing accomplishment.
He'll go for 4 and 5 tomorrow.
I'm going to look at you.
Be that as a man.
I'm not going to look at you.
I'd still love to play him in checkers.
Okay, all right.
Rob Spiewak. And he'd like to meet you in swimming. The U.S. is still in.
I'd pay for that right now.
I could float longer than him.
Oh, my God. You know, they'd have that, and he'd be at Dulles Airport flying back to Beijing, and Rob wouldn't have finished the first lap yet.
So tired.
So exhausted. Wow.
The U.S. is still in first place among medal winners at the Summer Games with 21. China's still second with 18. America has vision. It's just a little blurry.
Really?
That's our story when we return.
All right, Buzz, we'll be back with the final buzz right after these messages.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.